T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taylor, by far their best outside shooter. He has been dismal today, 2-for-11. Roberts fronts. Radford calls the break. No timeouts. Bounce in. Up top, Garcia for three. Got it! Anderson Garcia, his ninth made three of the year. Forges an 86 all tie. The red light is on. We'll have overtime. This place is in stunned disbelief. Everyone standing, some hopping and celebrating, some with hands on the back of their heads.
So that was probably the most madness we got Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
And A&M still lost that game. Unfortunately for them, they make that shot go to overtime, and Houston still gets them 195. I'll say, for a guy that's only made 9 threes all year, that was pretty smooth.
That was
wet. That was a smooth release. And he had to go down and catch it, too, because they had to get the bounce pass in there, sneaky underneath the defender. Great play by A&M. Great finish by A&M to send that game into overtime. But again,
Houston was tripping down the stretch.
Houston won.
Yeah.
Making all 4 number one seeds, all 4 number two seeds through to the Sweet 16. I think, what, 8 or 10 of the top 12 seeds, Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Like, all the chalkiest Sweet 16 members that you could possibly think of are there, which is fine. They're the best teams in the country. But a very, very high-seeded Sweet 16 ahead this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the highest seed that you have, or lowest, whatever you want to call it, is the ACC tournament
champions. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Is
high seed, low seed.
I said the same way.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Higher, lower,
the good whatever. Seeds made it.
But, no, I think that, you know, the when you look at it, the – how about I'm confused myself again. Mm-hmm. The lowest, highest seed, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. is the NC State, and they're the tourney champions of the ACC. Mm-hmm. And so you look at that. Then you got Clemson at 6, right? That's right there. Yeah, I mean, it's what you want if you're a network. You want all your big dogs to be.
That's true.
You do. I mean, obviously, sometimes it is fun to have like the smaller schools and everything, and like the Oakland. That would have been a fun story today if they would happen to win and getting ready for the Sweet 16 this weekend.
They had a shot, man.
They had a shot. They just couldn't. They just couldn't
make
down the shots.
Couldn't make anything.
They
late.
Made every day. I mean, if I'm, who the hell did they beat?
Kentucky.
If I'm Kentucky,
if I'm Calipari,
I'm like,
where
damn,
was this?
Where was this at?
Where was this on Thursday afternoon?
Where was this at? As y'all went, got all one guy got hot on us, but I think that, you know, when you go back and look at it overall, you got the top seeds. You got a because they're on opposite sides, where a collision course to me right now seems like between this UConn and Houston. And I'm talking about
that's
some grown ass programs right
yeah.
there. You know what I'm saying? If you could get both of those teams in the national championship game, that's just a grown type. Or they might play each other in the Final Four anyway.
It would be the championship game. If they play each other, it would be the championship game.
So that'd be a grown-ass game right there.
It really would be.
And you look at how Duke went out there and handled their business. Purdue was not messing around mm-hmm. yesterday. And then, you know, if you're looking at Clemson, you know, they were in control of the game until late. And then you saw Baylor make a little run, bigger, and they had a chance to take the lead, but their free throw just killed them.
Yeah, it was. And I know this isn't like, you know, one of the best Baylor teams that they've had.
No.
They've lost in the second round each of the last 3 years since winning the championship mm-hmm. in 21. So they've won a game and then bowed out. But I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about Clemson. There wasn't any reason to really know a lot about Clemson because they didn't have a special season by any estimation. But to go out there and handle their business the way they did and reach a Sweet 16 – is great. The ACC in general,
mm-hmm.
really good. The Big East in mm-hmm. general, really good.
The Big East, they're complaining.
SEC, not so good. Greg Sankey he does a really good job of saying and doing all the right things as it relates to SEC football.
Right.
Kind of foot and mouth a little bit as it relates to SEC basketball of late and talking about seeding and programs that deserve and all this kind of stuff.
This deserve,
who even made it?
This deserved crap is getting to my damn nerves.
Yeah, you know what? is the best way to deserve
win some games.
To win. Yeah, that's the cool thing about sports is it's settled on the field or the court or whatever.
They have Bama, Tennessee, Florida.
Tennessee made it, and everybody else got beat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you got one guy in there.
Yeah, hey. You got Tennessee in there.
There you go, Greg. Go root for the Vols. I ain't.
And he will.
Go root for the Vols. Hard.
And he will. Hard.
Hard.
They had a tough one against Texas. They gave them a little bit of a fight. They ended up winning 62-58.
I'm surprised.
That was a hideous basketball
because
game.
The thing about it was you had the coach who coached both teams. Who's
right.
coached at Texas.
Rick Barnes.
Who's now at Tennessee. And you just didn't know what was going to happen. As far as which, because he's been choking at both of those places.
He has.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, but
he has.
But obviously, they did get the win. They're moving on.
Oh, Alabama advanced too. That's right. So they're also in the
Bama.
Sweet 16.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So, got two ACC teams. You got, I mean, say three.
Grand Canyon actually gave them a pretty good fight yesterday, too. I know Bama ended up winning by 11, but that I know Grand Canyon's got one player. they got one guy, and he had 30 points, and they gave him the ball every single time down the court. They scored 61. He had half of them. If he had one other teammate that could shoot, because everybody else was open.
Yeah.
Alabama was just triple teaming that dude, and he kept it close late, but Alabama was able to win. So they move on as well. Take on North Carolina.
Obviously, you got to see a lot of these guys because their teams played well in the tournament. James Madison's head coach.
Yep.
Mark Byington is going to go to Vanderbilt.
Okay.
He's taking the job
after
Vanderbilt.
Stackhouse got fired.
Yeah, and then we also talked about the new coach that was coaching at Utah State is now the new coach at your alma mater.
Yeah, Washington. We got a new coach.
Yes.
With just a tough name.
Tough.
Like we were talking, what did we say earlier when we were talking about that that defensive tackle committed Justice Terry?
Yeah, Justice
That's a
Terry.
Defensive tackle name.
Yes.
When you think tough, hard-nosed basketball,
yes.
you think the name Danny Sprinkle.
Sprinkle, hey, man.
And they can play the E-40 song, hey, Sprinkle Me. Hey, that's a good song.
Hey, sprinkle a little bit of that D on him, man. He got the hands up. Like because he looks like a guy like Danny Sprinkle, look like he knows the proper defensive position.
Yeah, like he just loves to sprinkle the D.
You know how that position coach, how we're talking about how A, B in the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Danny Shuffling. Sprinkle is Shuffling. A slap the court.
Yes.
Kind of guy.
Yeah, that's him right there. Yeah. No, where are you going?
There it is.
Yeah.
This is the new Washington entrance music.
Dude, I would
No one will know what it is.
I would love if this
song came out 30 years ago.
I would love if this was his song when he came to the press conference.
Every time.
That would be just so great. His introductory press conference.
And then you had Dusty May, the FAU head coach. They got beat by Northwestern, but they went to the Final Four last year. I guess he was just waiting for this job to open.
Yeah.
He's the new head coach at Michigan.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
like, I love Washington basketball, but like getting that head coaching job is a good job, but it's nothing like Michigan. Dusty May getting that Michigan job is a big deal, man.
It is. He is. And when I saw the job, I was like, hold on. Because I think just for me, whenever you see these coaches take jobs, you always wonder what's the correlation, what's the affiliation, mm-hmm. how do you know? Like a lot of that in college basketball ain't it.
No, it's not.
You know what
there
I mean?
There isn't.
Like in college football,
maybe. Oh, he was a position coach for this, but he played here, or something like that.
Now, in college basketball, he's like, what the hell is he? How the hell did
he? He won a lot of the mid-major.
Yeah.
Let's go get him.
Let's go get him. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just think something happened that ain't going to get out between what happened with Juwan Howard and everything.
Seems like it.
Seems like it's, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't want to say what it is, but it just seems like it's something else. And then, good for him, man. Good for him. Good for Michigan. We always talk about, you know, those programs, and Michigan has tradition in basketball and everything. It's known for the Fab Five mm-hmm. and all those other different things. But I thought Juwan was going to do some good things. He did do some good things.
Yeah, they went to the Final Four.
He did do some good things. But obviously, him getting sick early this year and all that, I just think it's something else. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You want to speculate?
No.
Because I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
I don't even have a theory.
I mean, how was the record this year? That's my thing about it. Was it a record thing? I know he was sick and everything.
Didn't he smack a guy?
But is that fireable?
I don't know. Well, it was a long time ago.
But it was a guy in Wisconsin, wasn't it? Did he smack the coach of Wisconsin?
I think he did. But again, if he was going to get fired for that, they would have fired him. Yeah, they wouldn't wait all this time.
I don't know what it is then.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.